8th parak of Zvachim, 11th Mishnah, Nisan Bifnib, Shalisav, Nisan Bechutz. Korbanos, we saw the power of Yom Kippur, Karam Dav Shal Tzibur, power of Kohen HaMashiach, different korbanos. The dam was brought in the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. So the blood of this korban that was nisarav with korbanos that were that's supposed to be in the outside, Mizbeach, Yishofchel Amba, you have to spill it out, because if you're going to bring the blood of the ones that are supposed to be outside, inside, you passel them. Yeah. You do the outside one, then do the inside one. That is a mitzvah to be marked in the first, the pnimi to the chitza. Yeah. Okay. Nosim bechutz bechaz nosim bifnim kosher. The ma'aseh, if he did it without asking questions, if he sprinkled it on the outside mizbech and then he went inside, it's all right, because he didn't passel any dam by sprinkling on the outside mizbech, and whatever's left over, he'll sprinkle on the inside mizbech and it'll work for the korban that has to be sprinkled on the inside mizbech. But if he did bifnim bechaz nosim bechutz, now he gets into trouble, because it's halacha, the dam of achatas chitzoyni that was brought inside the base of mikdash, that dam becomes possible. So now he passel that dam. So he keep on the possel. Chachomim machshirim. Yeah, chashomim chachomim machshirim. Why? Because they hold the ma'aseh chachomim also made by achatas that it's a problem. But they say by the other korbanos it's all right. Because Rabbi Kiva says kol adam shenichlu lechapa beichel possel. Rabbi Kiva holds that all the chatoyis chitzoynis or korbanos chitzoynis that the dam was brought inside the base of Mikdash, it passes the dam. The only korban that we possel by having its dam going inside is a chatas. A korban we see a chiddush here. Until now we learned that if the dam goes outside of its prescribed area, it becomes possel. Here, you're saying, oh, you bring it to a more kodesh place, it's better. No, it has to be in the right place. That's yeah. We saw Rabbi Lezer in the beginning of the Masechta also equated chatas to Oshim like Rabbi Lishmo. He also equates the two together in respect to bringing the blood inside. Shenem chatas ko Oshim. These two korbanos. So, kitzur, we have a three with machlekes. Rabbi Kiva says any korban is supposed to be brought on the outside mizbech, and the blood was brought into the base of mikdash, it passes the dam. Chachamim say that's only by chatas, and Rabbi Lezer says only by chatas and Oshim.